Toccata, fugue and hymn on the Ave Maris Stella by the Belgian composer Floor Peters. The organist there, Darcy Trinquan, playing the Marcusson organ in Tunbridge School Chapel. BBC Radio 3, it's 20 past 10. And now we continue our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2014 WOMAD Festival. Lopo Kotari and Mary-Ann Kennedy will be bringing us more live sets and recorded highlights from the festival site at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. So let's go over now to our mobile studio in the Radio 3 WOMAD compound. We're ready and waiting to start this Saturday's World on 3, WOMAD Live 2014. It's Mary-Ann Kennedy.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. And oh my, what a wonderful Saturday we've had at WOMAD 2014. We're totally loving our new home right at the heart of the WOMAD Arena on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage. I think our lovely, late and much missed colleague would entirely approve of this new presence in amongst the main events of the festival. WOMAD 2014 is the hashtag, by the way, if you're into that whole tweeting thing. Let us know what's grabbing your ears over this weekend at BBC Radio 3. And we have such loveliness worked out for you tonight. Highlights from the festival, of course, and with an eye back up to my hometown of Glasgow, where folks are going for gold, there's a couple more of our gorgeous Commonwealth connections. You can connect with everything that's going on here in Wiltshire and up in Glasgow by heading for the Radio 3 website and looking up the various online delicacies available there. Some particularly lovely galleries from the festival this afternoon and a couple of fantastic interviews. But first, let's hark back to early this afternoon and some music that rises out of the London African scene. Yaba Funk take their name from an iconic album from Ghana, but their music is all their own. Let's listen to them in the tropical heat of the WOMAD summer afternoon.
Thank you. Yabba Funk, Afrobeat London style, and the lead singer there saying it was so hot this afternoon he thought he might strip it down. They were on the stage this afternoon on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage, and they were absolutely amazing. You're listening to World on 3 live at WOMAD 2014. If you go to the Radio 3 website, check out World on 3. It's a portal to the best of the best from this year's festival. We've got interviews from Richard Thompson and Mari Boiner. You can hear a storming set from Chachi Vorba, who are on yesterday, the Polish gypsy band. And you can follow up on what we've been talking to you live on our blog. In a few hours ago, though, on the open-air stage here at WOMAD was Mulatu Astatke, the pioneer of Ethio jazz and a real innovator. He came into the studio straight after his set, a bit tired, but ever the charmer, to talk about science, music, and a project he's working on that's got him particularly excited. But first, let's hear some of that performance that Mulatu gave earlier on this afternoon. This is a song called Yegale Tizeta. Thank you. Mulatu Astatke, it is always a pleasure to meet you. And what more fabulous a day than this here at WOMAD?
And really great to be back again on the BBC. Thank you for getting me. And really enjoyed it. It was a fantastic crowd. The acceptors are so nice, and I really enjoyed it.
Mulatu, you said that you think of music as a science, and that there's no difference essentially between musicians and scientists. So essentially what you're saying is that you're an alchemist.
Well, you know, as I always said, and what most of developed countries always take music as a science, because, you know, usually the scientists deal with chemicals. They mix chemicals and they come up with the result. We deal mixing sounds. So those are the chemistry. That's
the biology. So what's your basic formula? What is it that you're looking to do? And I have to say, it's very difficult to put a vibraphone in the centre of this music mélange that you produce.
Well, this music I call ethio jazz music. It's our modes. Our music are based on 5 notes, and we have 4 different modes. And so Ethiopian music is usually based, our cultural music, I should say, and all our cultural musical instruments can only play 5 notes and 4 modes, that's all. And, you know, especially like all the people in the bushes, I call them scientists in sound, because they have created us so many beautiful and excellent musical instruments.
So how do you find these musical bushmen? I mean, what is it that you're looking for? I mean, the band that you had tonight, who was in that group?
They're jazz musicians, and the best thing is also they feel if you're jazz nice, this is what it is, you know, because as you heard it, it's a different type of music. It's the mix, the chemistry of Ethiopian jazz is all kind of things is happening in there. You know, for jazz, we use a lot of diminished scales to improvise. There's 2 types of diminished scales. But this tribe, Saint Charles ago, they play 1 type of diminished scale. So that's why I call them the scientists. Like, you know, there is the great Charlie Parker, yeah, our heroes, who created modern jazz through these diminished scales. And Debussy, of course, another one who used a lot of diminished scales. So the question will be, was this the Bushman before? Or Charlie Parker or Debussy? This is what we really have to work out, do a research, and really find out about this. So my next thing will be to upgrade those musical instruments so they can be able to play 12-tone music.
So that's your next challenge, basically, is to head back into the bush,
exactly,
and bring these instruments back up to the 21st century.
So, you know what's going to be? We're going to play Ethiopian jazz with all traditional musical instruments, without adding no saxophone, no trumpets, no flute, nothing. So this is the ultimate aim for Ethiopian jazz.
So do you head back to Ethiopia a lot these days? Tell me.
Yeah, I do. You know, whenever I have the time, whenever I'm not having a concert, so Clem is keeping us so busy. So busy. Now I've been here like almost 3 weeks. I couldn't go home, you know.
Well, maybe this is the point in time where you ask your manager, given how much you're traveling, it's time for a private jet, I think, for yourself, Mulatu.
Well, you talk about this to Clem to get us a private jet, maybe. Yes. Okay.
big hand for our piano player and the cello player here. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Glorious stuff as ever from Mulatu Astaki, one of the great names in world music today and such a star for his many collaborations with the next generation. Let us know what's doing it for you this WOMAD weekend. You can tweet us with the hashtag WOMAD2014 at BBC Radio 3. And remember, you can also go online to read the blogs and the clips and galleries from across the whole weekend. Meantime, though, let's listen to some music from earlier on today. The voice of Northern Sudan, redolent of a desert background. This is Amira Hir.
Habibi ta'al ta'al nitlam madam arid akhtalit bid-dam madam arid akhtalit bid-dam ana zambi ish yaluni alham ya habibi. Thank you.
Thank you. Lele Mancini. Camillo Menjura. Michele Montolli. This next song is called Yamara, which means woman. I know, right? Yeah. And it's firstly a dedication to all the women everywhere in the world. Firstly present here today. And also a kind of response to an observation or a question that I've had throughout my life, wondering why is it that everywhere in the world, and this is something that is irrespective of cultures, irrespective of geography, location, everywhere in the world, women are being told who they should be, why they should be that, what their goals should be and why. And for me, in the face of all of that, I would just like to say that actually the biggest weapon of defiance to that is the power of the spirit of a woman. And and that is not only a weapon for a woman to fight, but it's the weapon that is necessary for all of humanity to progress. So I encourage all women to never, ever stand down to a definition that is imposed upon them, but to find their own definition of themselves. It's called Yamara.
تعملي فيه وتعالى قعدي معايا ريح رجليكي وغني لي الحكاوي داخل قلبك يا مرا يا مرا للناس كلها دايرة تدير جناحك يا مرا يا أمي يا أمي ست الشجاعة والإنسانية من زمان الصمت وبتغاوم الظلم حاصل حولك يا أمي يا أمي حتكوفي لحظتين ليكي ولأمنياتك يا أمي بشكل مختلف وبأفكار تانية يا أختي يا أختي الناس كلها خايفة من عظمتك يا أختي يا أختي يا Thank you.
What better way to start a great new day? The eloquent songstress Amira Khir from part Sudanese, part Italian, who opened the stage for us today and had the audience absolutely captivated. And as Marianne said earlier, let us know what's rocked your boat for you this WOMAD weekend by tweeting WOMAD2014. And remember, you can also go online to read the blogs, clips and galleries from the whole weekend. There's some beautiful photographs of Amira up on the website. Well, it is coming up to about 11:15, our next performance on stage is from a wonderful, wonderful young singer from Namibia. Marianne Kennedy is out there on stage with him on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage. And Elimoto is who is with her, who I guess you could say is BBC Radio 3's very own Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Marianne, you're going to tell us why, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. One of the fantastic things that we've been able to do over the first 6 months of the year on World on 3 has been this wonderful series organised by our Radio Scotland colleagues working with Radio 3, travelling around the whole of the Commonwealth, visiting all 53 destinations to create features and picking special heritage tracks, music that means something special to sports people and artists from all these different nations. It's been fantastic. And we get to make one of our real Commonwealth connections tonight, because if it weren't for that series, we would never have met Elimoto. We loved him so much, we just had to bring him over. Elimoto, welcome to WOMAD.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you. Oh, the love.
How does it feel being able to bring your music from Namibia over to the UK to a festival as prestigious as WOMAD?
First time at WOMAD, so I was super excited. First time in the UK, really officially. So, you know, the English weather is wonderful. I mean, people say rain, but today it was sunny. You know, I was like, whoa, Windhoek is cold. Where we're coming from, it's cold, it's winter. So, hey, guys, we're loving it here. It's good to be here.
Well, we can't wait to hear a little slice of Namibia. We'll hand it over to you just now. Ladies and gentlemen, Elimoto.
Are you ready to party? Woman, Elimoto all the way from Namibia. Good to be here tonight. We're gonna rock it. Hope you're gonna rock it with us. Yeah? I'm
The Womad crowd. Every band just get its due, you know? The people just love music. You hear the snare go, bah! And everybody's like, all right, I think there's a band starting. No? That's nice, that's nice. Thank you very much. Ilemotso all the way from Namibia. We came in yesterday. It's been a bit of a, it's quite a bit to travel up here, you know? But come on, we're here at Womad. It's been a nice, beautiful day. So this one, we want to pay homage to the land of wide open spaces, Namibia. It's called Kalangamib. It's one of the cliques from back home, from the clique languages, Damaranama, the San languages. This one is called Kalangamib. We pay homage to the land of wide open spaces. Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
Thank you, give it up to the band. Thank you, Umad. It's good to be here, eh? I mean, look at that, there was nobody here earlier, and Chwaraka, everybody's here, eh? Respect. Now that's a festival, eh? Family friendly, eco-friendly, people friendly, musician friendly. I mean, you guys just a bunch of friendly people, man. This next song, for the children of the future from the first album, The System Is a Joke, because the system is a joke, all the feed us is coke. Too many are hungry, too many are angry, blah, 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 the same story, you know how it is. So this one, we pay homage to the kids, the future, the children. Let's treat them well, show them love, show them truth. Didimala, in my mother tongue, Sichuan, it means hush, 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 all will be well, child. Didimala. Thank you. Thank you, Umad. Thank you. Thank you, God. How are you feeling? Ah, the love, the love. Nah, come on, man. English people are warm by nature, eh? This next song, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear because it's at night, and this is a passionate issue. So only one swear word. It's part of the song. It's important. There, well, this one. It's from the latest album, Kenako. It's time. Bob Marley said, "I hit you with music. I hope you feel no pain. It's something for the mind and something for the spirit." This one is called A Dose of Reality. For a world that often is like a really horrible movie, when with really horrible actors, we wanna say, love is the answer, hate is the cancer, something for the mind, something for the spirit. What are you saying? I can't hear you. In a world where the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer, I say the big capitalist lie, big capitalist lie. Got everybody walking, walk, just say, hey, believing is the thing, but nothing changes, not even the change in your pocket. Crime. A dose of reality for this global insanity. A dose of reality, oh, for this dying humanity, humanity. There are those that say we'll only be saved by technology, and those that say we'll only be saved by theology. I think we all need a dose of reality to bring us back to earth. Remember your birth. There are those that say we'll only be saved by technology, and those that say we'll only be saved by theology. I think we all need a dose of reality to bring us back to earth. Remember your birth. One. Say it again, capitalism sucks, so what the fuck? Is this the best that we can do? Cause when I put two and two together, things don't happen. So Mr. Money, shut the hell up. Nothing changes, not even the church in your pocket. So maybe it's time, time to change this rhyme. When did life become a crime? Hey! For this global insanity, insanity, a dose of reality, yeah. For the dying humanity, humanity, there are those that say we'll only be saved by technology, they say we'll only be saved by theology. I think we all need a dose of reality to bring us back to earth. Remember your by technology, those that say we're not. something for the spirit, something for the mind, and something for the spirit. This one is called The Dose of Reality. Much love, much love.
You're listening to World on 3 live from WOMAD 2014. That was Ella Moto, an extraordinary musician from Namibia, who Radio 3 first met in his home country when we were recording our Commonwealth Connection series and realised that this was a talent we wanted to share with you all here. And given that he loves the British weather, well, how can we not take him into our hearts? Well, you know, that leads us very nicely to our next piece here on World on 3 tonight, our Commonwealth Connections feature, which is Trinidad and Tobago, the home of another of the groups that were on our stage today, Kobo Town, who delighted the audience by jumping off the stage into the crowd. Well, within the small islands of Trinidad and Tobago, steel pan orchestras are an integral part of daily life. The Panberry Pan Yard on the outskirts of Port of Spain is a meeting place for the whole community, where they turn up to play cards, have a sociable drink together, or learn many art forms from painting to dance to music. For the young people in the Steel Pan Orchestra, this is a passion and the way they choose to spend several evenings of their week. And although they play all kinds of music, it's still their native calypso, which gathers the largest crowd wherever they go. So here's Commonwealth Connections from Trinidad and Tobago. Well, that's how I say it. But I'll let the locals tell you how it's pronounced properly.
Three little children need their dad. That's the way you spell it. Three need dad. Tobago? Two people in a bay and it's time to go. That's the way you spell Tobago?
Two things were created in Trinidad, a beat and a drum. The beat is calypso, the drum is a steel band. They are inseparable. Steel band played the music. Steel band was the main instrument for the carnival. The music of the carnival was calypso, and steel band have always been loyal to calypso. Of Trinidad, I would have to sing a piece to explain that properly. It's taken from a calypso sung by the Mighty Sparrow in 1961. We had to chant and sing to express our feelings to this cruel and wicked man. It's the only medicine to make him listen, and it's so calypso began. Now that is taken from the song Slave. Right, he's talking about the days of slavery, and the only expression people had was singing and that type of thing. After they work all day, they would sing and dance in the night. Calypso came out of that tradition. It is a West African tradition of singing extemporaneously and singing about the events in the community. Calypso came out of that tradition. It started off as the language of the people. Now remember, my name is Nestor Sullivan. I've been involved with steel band for a little more than 40 years. My dad was a former steel band man, and he encouraged us to learn music. We started a steel band in this community, I started off as just a youth playing, and I became captain and eventually became manager. I was also the manager of the National Steel Orchestra of Trinidad and Tobago, and I was an executive officer in the National Steel Band Association for about 20 years as Pan Trinbago. So I am here because of my love for music, and the steel band is the instrument that was available to me. So voila. Okay, well, this Spaniard, we have the core activity is the steel band. We are, in fact, the owners of the property. But here now, the older guys who don't play pan again, they would come and play cards. There's no gambling, because gambling creates a funny environment. So instead of that, we play games that are not for money, but they use it to relax themselves. We have one dance company and a theater company using here as a base for their rehearsals. We have an art center, as you saw downstairs, and these same artists, they paint all the murals and stuff. Look, and across there we have some murals too. And we play cricket, but we play cricket using what we call flannel balls. These are balls that they use for lawn tennis. We play cricket, right? We don't play with the hard ball with pads and gloves and that type of thing. We play a fun game called wind ball cricket. And also this space here, then that's on the sport and sporting side. It's also like a cultural center. We have concerts, we have shows here, we have steel band events here, you know.
My name is Chio Kato. I am the arranger, the musical director of the band. That's what I do. I'm involved in music. I am work with the Ministry of Education under the music program. And when I'm at the band, I am the arranger, music director. What I would start with first is the bass, right? Just like any symphony orchestra, whether it's represented by the double bassoon and stuff like that, we have the sixth bass. And we also have our next bass called tenor bass, which is a smaller bass, lighter in terms of the tone, in terms of the frequency. And the sixth bass is the lower sound, the deeper sound, that gives you that bass movement, that bottom end sound. The other section I'll go to is what we call the middle section. Right, and that middle section is comprised of two pans, which is the guitar pan, not the guitar, and the guitar pan, and also the cello pan. Okay. they give you like the string kind of sound in the symphony, right? Like the violas and stuff like that, and also the string cello. So it gives the family of the instruments emulates the symphony orchestras. And then we have what we call the frontline instruments, which give you the top end sound, or what majority of the time plays the melody of any song, right? And that is comprised of the tenor, and then we have alto pans, which is the double tenor, and also the double seconds. Double tenor and double seconds used for harmony, harmonization, and also counter melodies and stuff like that. And the tenor gives you your solo and variations and stuff like that. Actually goes nowhere. I'm right here enjoying the moment. It's me naturally. I think that anyone that plays any instrument puts themselves into the music. It's really enjoyable. You know, it's quite physical. You get a good workout, but while getting this workout, you're enjoying what you love, and it's that level of passion as well. So it's quite enjoyable playing for. We'll be right back.
Wow, what a fantastic sound, the sound of Trinidad and Tobago there. And remember that you can download all these features from Commonwealth Connections by heading to the Radio 3 website and looking up World on 3. Well, as Lopa was saying last night, it's something of a WOMAD of WOMADs this year, with such a fantastic lineup of stars, Richard Thompson, Euston Doer, so on. But the great excitement of WOMAD is also being able to see new artists like Elemoto, that we were playing just a little earlier, being showcased alongside these big names. And amongst the bands who've won that opportunity this year are The Good Ones from Rwanda. 20 years on from the genocide, some beauty and happiness emerging for sure. They've joined me in the tiny little studio that we have here in the BBC truck, and they're going to play us a couple of songs, and they're going to start out with Sarah. Oh, beautiful. An oasis of calm amidst the woe madness outside. You might have heard some of the hefty beats going on in the background, but I hope it didn't get in the way of that beautiful stuff from the good ones from Rwanda. And I'm joined also in the studio by Ian Brennan, who's looking after them here at WOMAD, worked on the album with them. Tell us first the story of the good ones.
Well, I mean, it's a big story, but a big part of that now is coming to WOMAD, coming to the UK for the first time because of WOMAD, being out of their own country of Rwanda for the first time ever, even though two of them are just shy of 50 years of age. They've never stepped foot out of that country that's the size of Wales, just a little bit bigger than Wales, and now they're here. Their music is incredible. The core that is on the record that we did, that I produced, is features Stani, Janvier, and Adrian all singing lead on some tracks and writing those tracks. And the writing of Adrian is so profound, lyrically, in translation, is just the icing on the cake. And the vocal interplay that they do is extraordinary. They have been playing music together since the 70s, and that was largely interrupted in 1994, and they chose the name The Good Ones because Adrian said that after that experience, he needed to find the good ones.
How does a person do that, having gone through such terror?
Well, you know, I think that it largely, we can guess, only guess, that it's out of a certain necessity, that they are there, that is their home. Adrian has lived on the same farm his entire life, the family farm. Stani also has lived on his family's farm his entire life. And the knowledge that they have is incredibly detailed for every square inch of the rhythms of those areas. Adrian actually comes from an area that is extremely renowned in Rwanda for being the bohemian area of Rwanda, producing the poets. So he comes from a line, I think, of that. And in translation, if you look at some of the lyrics, I think most people would agree that there is no doubt that this man is a poet.
Well, we are so glad that you've been able to help bring this music to WOMAD this year.
So am I.
And we're going to have another song from them just now, from The Good Ones. This is Beltilde.
Mazaho mumenye mu mutima wanje, kuyana by'urukundo amazara rubagarira none dore rurakuze rubahinga nza marungu we yanteye indwara itoroshye y'urukundo ni nawe muganga wenyine wanyize icyo cyorezo murasaba imana ngo nzamumurikire umuryango zibanire ubudatana na beretirida
Thanks so much to the good ones who had such a lovely welcome from the WOMAD audience on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 live at WOMAD. And earlier on today, my co-presenter Lopa Kotari had the great pleasure of meeting one of the big names appearing at WOMAD this year, the legendary Sarod player Amjad Ali Khan. And am I right in thinking, Lopa, you've just appeared. I was just about to tell folks what you've been up to this afternoon, because I had the pleasure of sitting in and listening to what felt like a very special interview.
Oh, it was amazing. Sorry, Mary, I should just squeeze my way in here. I quite like these intimate truck sessions, don't you? They bring something a little different to the occasion. Yeah, I'm Amjad Ali Khan. Came in this afternoon. He was playing at the Siam tent with his sons, Aman and Ayan. And it's a real treat, you know, it's a real treat to hear a trio of sarods. By frankly speaking, three masters. I mean, one absolutely legendary and two definitely in the making, representing one of India's great music lineages. And after the performance, as I said, Amjad Ali Khan came into the studio here, where we are right now, and spoke with such eloquence and total spirit about education, his lost childhood, which was just heartbreaking. And of course, as so many people have today, he spoke about the weather. A very warm welcome to you, Ustad Amjad Ali Khan. In fact, a very hot and sticky welcome too from WOMAD this afternoon. Well, one of the things that you've said in various interviews is that you prefer performing in front of a listener who finds Indian classical music remote.
Involvement of the audience is most important. When I am on the stage, I'm not trying to teach the grammar of Indian classical music. The presentation has to be appealing. I think only God Almighty give you the wisdom how long to play a piece. Indian classical musicians generally they forget when to end.
they go on too long, you think?
They go on and on and on. And sometimes that raga does not permit that kind of improvisation. Every raga, every melody is like a color, fragrance and beauty. I remember once, I was a child, young boy. My father finished his concert and some people came. Khan saab, abhi hamara pet nahi bhara.
So, yeah, basically people had said to you that I do not feel sated. I haven't had my fill of this wonderful food. And your father's response was?
Music paid bharne ki cheez nahi hai.
with music, your stomach
you can't fill
is
your
is never
stomach
filled.
Or stomach.
It's never requited.
Because music is not for only your stomach. Music is for the soul.
As you said, you come from at least the sixth generation of a continuous lineage of surud players. And your father, Ustad
Hafiz Ali Khan,
taught you, and now you're teaching your sons.
No, actually, I had much more patience than my father. He could not bear the, you know, any wrong note, out of tune, out of rhythm. He will throw the person out or he will go himself out.
Would you consider that you had quite a demanding childhood or perhaps not enough of a childhood? Brought up in quite such a disciplined manner.
Yes, I didn't have a normal childhood because I was the youngest child of my father. So I became responsible from the age of 12 because there was a lot of age difference between me and my father.
So the weight of the dynasty of surud players was heavy on your shoulders.
Everybody used to say, yeah, I have to, you know, carry forward. And so I missed my childhood, that freedom of childhood. Mm.
So with your two sons, Aman and Ayan, did you have a conversation with them in a sense saying, do you want to be surud players? Do you want to continue on this line? I mean, how have things been different for them?
The biggest challenge was how to make them interested into music. Hmm. I didn't force them to become a musician, but I used to sing. I created songs for them to entertain them. And certain songs I created to teach them the cultural harmony, like a song I composed, Ya Muhammad, Jesus Christ, Gautam Buddha, Guru Nanak Ji, Ya Muhammad, Jesus Christ, Gautam Buddha, Guru Nanak Ji, Hum aapke bache hain, apni sharan mein rakhna, Ya Muhammad, Jesus Christ. So this kind of songs, and about train, about aeroplane, and all kind of songs. So that album was called Amjad Sarod Sings with the Children, to entertain young children. So then they had small sarod, a sarod maker had presented them. So they were listening and they showed interest into music and they started playing. So everything happened very natural. And then finally I told them that if you want to be a classical musician, you can't do everything in one life. Mm. You can't go to college and also play very good sarod.
Can I ask you one final question? It's not usual that you play in the afternoon. How did you and your sons decide what you were going to play? Because there's a whole different repertoire, isn't there?
This is basically our tribute, our respect to Womet Festival, because this is not the ideal time, ideal situation for our kind of music to be presented. I'm very worried about the mood of my instrument more than me. Mm. I mean, I can bear all kind of uncomfortable situations, but because my sarod is a Persian word which means music. I mean, it's very rare to find a very ideal temperature for my instrument, but poor fellow, I mean, he is very kind. He gave his best in any situation.
Thank you so much, Ustad Ji.
Thank you. I would like to introduce once again all the musicians on the stage. My elder son, Aman Ali Khan. And younger son, Ayan Ali Khan. And my tabla player, Satyaji Talwalkar.
Truly majestic stuff. Amjad Ali Khan and his beloved sons Aman and Ayan playing live at WOMAD. Their sarods in fine form, even for the afternoon. And you can see more of the master online on the Radio 3 website, playing and talking so eloquently. This is World on 3 and WOMAD, the wonderful festival. The heat of the afternoon has gone out and we have still some amazing music going on. I'm Marianne Kennedy and my co-presenter Lopa Katari has vamoosed from the studio again across the WOMAD arena to encounter another musical legend currently on stage at the Siam tent. Lopa, how are things over there?
Marianne, you know, I feel as though I have to be talking in hushed tones because I'm here in the Siam tent and it's absolutely the sort of idyllic, calm evening setting, as a sort of air of chilled out anticipation and excitement. Yesterday afternoon, Clinton Fearon, a giant of reggae, reeled everyone in from all corners at the Festival Arena for a glorious trip down memory lane. He may not have played that many Gladiator hits, but frankly, he didn't disappoint. And his Boogie Brown Band were absolutely rock solid. And Clinton's voice, well, it was like rolling back the years because it sounded as rich and full, dare I say, even better than before. But you know, you can hear him playing in the background, and I can't wait to hear him sing for us tonight because he's flying solo. It's just him and a guitar. And you know, this is the one of the things that I absolutely love about WOMAD, because it's the way it continues to challenge even the greatest stars.
Absolutely. So. I mean, it's quite impressive that we're seeing solo artists. We had Richard Thompson last night, we've got Clinton tonight. A single voice and a single guitar just captivating an audience like that.
It's absolutely beautiful. So you can hear behind me, Marianne, that Clinton has started. Let's go and listen to this giant of Jamaica, Clinton Fearon.
Yes, I'm one more river to cross. One more river to cross. But when the sun says goodbye to the morning, then there'll be no more river to cross. Flip-up, the master's cup is full and running over. While violence seemed to be taking over, not until the sun said goodbye to the morning, before there'll be no more river to cross. Every day, another river to cross. Every day, another river to cross. But when the sun one more river to cross. One more river to cross. But when the sun says goodbye to the morning, then there'll be no more river to cross. Yes, I'm one more river to cross. One master's cup is full and running over, while violence seems to be taking over. Not until the sun says goodbye to the morning, before there'll be no more river to cross. Every day, another river to cross. Every day, another river to cross. But when that
to crumble. This one entitled Follow the Rainbow. You know, I'm a dreamer. But dreams do come true, you know what I mean? Because, hey, I dream about doing this and I'm still doing it after many, many years. Yeah. Yeah. You know, usually I don't forget, but, you know, before I forget, if I do forget, you know, if any of you out there not following your dreams, doing what you love, now is not a bad time to start. You know, that's even a little time out of the day, even a little time out of the day, a day a week, you know, to do the things you love, love the things you do. Find something that you love and do it. You know, you feel your real self, you know, and it's easier to love yourself that way. And when you love yourself, you can love the person beside you as well. You know, on and on. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the spirit. That's the vibe, you know. Hey, this one, Follow the Rainbow.
Follow the
follow the rainbow. Ooh, follow the rainbow. I follow the rainbow. Ooh, follow the rainbow. Fine tuning, you know. No worries, no worries, you know. It's like we are in a big living room together, having fun together. That's what it's about, yeah. Yeah, share this room of one love, yeah. This one entitled One Love, yeah.
Following his dreams, doing what he loves, Clinton Fearon at the Siam tent with the audience in the palm of his hand, taking us nearly to the end of this special World on Three at WOMAD. You've been listening to me, Marianne Kennedy, with Lopa Katari, and we'll be back tomorrow with more at 2 in the afternoon, first of all, and then again at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, when we'll have amongst our guests the wonderful English folk singer Maz O'Connor, and from Orkney we have the wonderful festival band The Chair, and coming from Louisiana, the Magnolia Sisters. But to round off things for tonight, let's have one more West African highlight from some stratospheric vocals and rip it up guitar. This is Deba Demba. Good night. We'll be right back.
Africa. Africa. Everybody sing. Africa. Africa, hey. Africa. Africa, hey. Africa. Africa, hey. Africa, 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 thank you.
World on 3 WOMAD Live 2014 was introduced by Lopa Qatari and Marianne Kennedy. And as we heard, our next WOMAD visit is tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, featuring folk singer Maz O'Connor, and then at 10 o'clock tomorrow evening, when there'll be music from Zimbabwean artist Oliver Mtukudzi and Gordy McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys. And for full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage, just go to the Radio 3 website and then on to World on 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio and we're live online in high definition sound. The time is now 1 o'clock.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Mozart's Paris Symphony and the Clarinet Quartet by his pupil Hummel both feature in the second hour this morning, but I'm starting with a piano recital from Poland by the German pianist Sebastian Knauer. When he appeared at the 2013 Chopin and His Europe Festival in Warsaw, he alternated between two different pianos in a programme of Mendelssohn, Beethoven, Chopin and Schubert. He starts on an Erard piano dating from 1838 with a selection of Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words. You'll find the opus numbers on the Radio 3 website. I can tell you that the fourth of these six pieces is a Venetian gondola song.